Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Train roll on
Skinner
down the line.
Is your artist of the day. I understand we have breaking news about our boy, Kenny.
Kenny the dog has been adopted.
Yay, Kenny. Who got him?
A lady. That's all we know.
Aww.
They have not released any details about the adopter's information. We will let you know if they do. But right now, we do know that Kenny got introduced to her, her friends, her family. And
she obviously doesn't have children.
Does not sound like it.
Because
Kenny could not go to a home with children.
It says here, Kenny was adopted. This is from Channel 5. Kenny was adopted Friday and is now in a home with a loving human mom. He was able to meet her.
He's her new fur baby.
Get out.
Get out.
I love Kenny. I'm glad he went to a healthy home. Human mom. Who writes this stuff, man?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys hear the controversy about Kanye West?
Oh, God.
It's my favorite story of the day. He did a little Easter Sunday service at Coachella. Fine. Spiritual performance, gospel choir, the whole works. He also sold merchandise.
What'd he sell?
A $50 pair of socks. One of which read, Jesus walks. The other said, church socks.
So he's now a religious leader?
I guess. A sweatshirt reading Holy Spirit went for $225 and a Trust God t-shirt was $70. Shockingly, people are accusing Kanye of capitalism during a church service.
Yeah, he's a religious leader in the church of send me your money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, Kelly was telling, there's like a review, some lady who went to Coachella said it was not everything. If you're a celebrity, it's like super fantastically awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're Joe Blow wanting to go see a weekend concert, it's not all that.
Mm.
Like,
I have a very negative opinion of something I know nothing about, that Coachella thing.
Why do you have a negative opinion?
I think it's a bunch of young, gross, like especially the celebrity scene.
Well, I bet they're taken well care of.
I feel like it's a bunch of D-bags. And then we had this woman dump a bunch of puppies in the trash over the weekend.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, that's about right.
At Coachella?
Yeah. In Coachella, California, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Puppies in a plastic bag.
Have they, by the way...
Did they live?
...found her? Because they posted... Well, it's on, like...
Saw the video.
It's on video, Scott, of her dumping them, and someone saw her.
Like in the town or at the concert?
No, I think it's right there.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
in a Coachella trash bin.
What is wrong with people, man?
Let's see. A man rummaging through the dumpster behind the Napa Auto Parts store found the clear bag just after 1 o'clock last Thursday afternoon and brought it to the animal services department. Seven puppies that were approximately 3 days old. They're now looking for her.
Were the puppies alive or dead?
It looks like they're alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
The man who brought the puppies inside the store, he found them minutes after they were dumped. And luckily, it was a homeless guy who'd happened to be rummaging through them. The guy said they
Good
likely would have suffocated if not for that man finding them.
Good for him. Did you see that Harry and Meghan say they may be moving to Africa?
That's the idea.
What is going on?
After the upcoming birth of their first child, I guess today is the Queen's 93rd birthday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so they're having all these festivities over there in England. Meghan and Harry did not show up because apparently she's on the verge of the birth. But after the birth, there is rumor that they are going to move to Africa. It is not known which African country Harry and Meghan might be considering moving to, but there are 19 Commonwealth nations on the continent, including South Africa, Nigeria, Uganda, and Ghana. Okay.
What does that mean?
Well,
they're going to move to another continent.
They fell in love, I guess, in Africa is what somebody said, or one of the first trips they took or something. There was some Africa connection with them. But and a lot of this is tabloid reporting, but they're saying like that the two women do not get along.
Meghan and Kate?
Correct.
Huh.
Decision won't be made till what, 2020?
2020.
Do they not get to decide where they live?
I think they do.
Okay.
And I think they're deciding they may be moving to Africa.
Do they really get, are they kind of suggested heavily?
That's the way I read it.
You know, not necessarily you will do this, but this is a good idea for the crown.
And who would?
The queen.
Well, nothing says racist like let's send the half black princess to Africa.
Didn't even think of that.
I did.
Obviously. No, I think they really enjoy, I think they met there and they have history there. My biggest thing was like, how bad is it between those two women who have their own separate palaces that they don't get along to the point they have to be on separate continents?
Yeah.
That's not like I don't like my sister-in-law. That is beyond the worst family dysfunction I can think of. Like, I hate you so much, you can't even be in the old Great Britain. Or the old Great Britain.
The what?
The old Great Britain.
That is the worst ever.
Sorry.
Do it again.
The old Great Britain.
Say in your best English, I need you to move to Africa.
I need you to move to Africa? Ew. Ew. Straight away.
Straight away.
Straight away now. Ew.
Say in your best queen, I think you would be happier in Africa.
I think you would be happier in Africa. Ew.
Wow. That's bad. That's bad. Do you get along with your in-laws?
Yeah.
Very well.
Ooh.
Let's call Gloria.
Let's not call Gloria.
No, let's call. She's a blast.
But every time I actually put in my calendar now in huge capital letters, it's her birthday. Don't forget her birthday.
Isn't it about this time of year?
Well, now that you said that, as soon as you said that, my heart is kind of racing. Let me look it up. Remember that time she goes, oh, all you news people are all the same. All you think about yourself. Here we go. July 16th. Ha! I have not missed it.
You want to call her?
No.
Don't you?
I want to thank her. She did send me a very lovely card and gift.
Gloria, by the way, is Chris's mom.
Yes.
She's lovely.
She is lovely.
Didn't she say he had rice marks on his face?
She did.
Rice?
Say that.
Pock marks. Yes.
I remember.
From being married three times.
I remember Chris saying at one point, let's not call my mom.
Oh, he doesn't like her being on the air?
No, he was like, did you call my mom? And I was like, oh, did I go too, like, is that a step too far? Like, I've never found the line with him, but yeah. I feel like maybe that day we were maybe.
And so he politely.
We're bumping right up against the line. You know, like Tabitha has her line, which we won't talk about. We know what that is. I don't know if Kelly has a line. Paul clearly doesn't because you make fun of him all the time, Scott.
That's not true.
Oh, it totally is true. You do make fun of him all the time. On the other hand,
he likes it.
No, you're a little afraid of him, so he's okay
with it. I'm petrified of Paul. He's much bigger than I am.
Yeah.
I think he could actually hurt me. Mm. All right, let me rephrase. He's much stronger than I am.
There you go.
Okay, fine.
I like that.
Plus, Paul could like spend time in his basement deciding how best to murder you while making a custom-made coffin for you.
That's true.
Because he does woodworking.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he would, he's a whittler.
He would make you a custom-made coffin and then murder you and put you in it.
So he whittles?
He does not whittle, no.
Could he make me like a little handkerchief like thing for the Boy Scouts?
Yes.
Really?
A neckerchief?
I'm sure he could.
Or I guess it's the, what they used to call those bolo ties or something, mm-hmm. the little thing.
What are those little race cars that the Boy Scouts race?
The Pinewood Derbies? Yeah.
Can he do a Pinewood Derby car?
I'm sure he could.
Could he make a coffin?
Yep.
Simmer down, okay? Sheesh. Don't get so excited. Yep. All right. So we're not supposed to call.
I'm not saying we shouldn't.
I don't think you should.
You know.
But I really like Gloria.
Oh, I love her. Love her.
I mean, she was so fun on the air.
She was funny and fun, but I just, okay, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You could make fun of, yeah, and you personally, you could make fun of Scott Parks all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call my mama.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I think there's a little bit of that going on.
Don't call my mama when I'm not there.
Well, maybe.
Well, yeah, it's just one of those
things.
That's
right.
And I said to her, I said to him, she was very popular on the air. And he said, oh, I have no doubt.
Oh.
Don't call my mama.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you know, Ted called Chip Glennon to sell his Blue Springs home, and Chip and his team's unmatched system for marketing and creating demand for their clients' homes brought immediate results. And in just one day on the market, one day, there were 15 showings generated, 3 offers, and the home sold for $1,000 over the asking price. Now, that's cool. Maybe you're tired of all the drama when it comes to selling your home, the waiting, the empty promises. Folks, you got to call Chip Glennon, whose team is on pace to be the number one real estate team in Kansas City by 2021. Is your home still on the market? Are the only offers coming to you lower than you hoped for? Call Chip Glennon today. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I'll ever call when it comes time to sell my home. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556. Or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com. And start packing. Yeah, that didn't take long. Story here from Fox News. Apparently, this story has gone a little national. Authorities were called to Worlds of Fun Amusement Park in Kansas City, Missouri on Saturday night after a brawl involving up to 300 people reportedly broke out. The fight, which involved mostly teenagers, occurred around 9 p.m.
Oh, God.
Outside Camp Snoopy.
What?
Yep.
Multiple, there's no brawling in Camp Snoopy?
No, you would think not. It was right outside of Camp Snoopy. Multiple law enforcement agencies were called to the scene after an off-duty Clay County Sheriff's deputy reported several large fights occurring. Worlds of Fun officials said in a statement that local and park authorities broke up the altercation and removed those involved from the park. No one involved in the altercation was arrested, though some citations were issued and no injuries were reported. Police officers do not know at this time what led to the fights.
And I would say to you, mm-hmm. what I said out in the newsroom.
All right.
Super unfortunate.
Okay.
How do you stop it?
How do you stop it? That's a great question.
And what are we supposed to say about it? I don't know what to say about it. Well, other than I saw it and I was like, oh no.
I'm opposed to fights breaking out at Worlds of Fun.
I am opposed to fights involving 300 unruly teenagers near Camp Snoopy, fights breaking out at Worlds of Fun.
576-7798. We'll take him cold because Rod had to step out. 576-7798. Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good.
We're doing well. Hey, can you turn your radio down?
My radio isn't even on.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, it wasn't like that when I was a kid. I went out there when they opened up back in the day. It's just gotten worse. People have just turned into just dumping their kids off, and they just run amok out there.
Well, but, I don't, caller, I don't know how old you are, but I remember going.
I'm 59.
Okay, I'm 47. I remember going as a teenager, and I mean, my parents didn't drop me off. I drove there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Now they just dump them off and let them run them off. Sad. Oh, and you know what? I want to shout out to my new grandbaby.
Aww.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, she was born on Thursday.
Oh, well, good for you, man. I'm happy.
Congratulations.
For you. Line two, you're on the air. Hello, line two.
Yeah, hello. This is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, I was at Worlds of Fun on Saturday with my younger kids, 9 and 12, and we left probably 5 o'clock-ish, and there was already, I mean, when we got there, there was a line of security guards at the entrance gate, like right inside the entrance, just lined up like they were posing for a picture.
Okay.
And then we got off the Mamba and walked down around the corner there, and there was a big mob of youths and probably 10 or 15 Clay County sheriffs. I said to my kids, well, we're going to go home because this is not going to be good tonight. You could see it coming. These kids, they run around, knock people over. They have no respect for anything at all. And I don't know if they need to put a curfew, no kids under a certain age without parents or something, but you can't go there on a Saturday night anymore.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call, Larry. Do appreciate it.
My reaction to this story is reacting to the act, kind of knee-jerk reaction as a parent, versus reacting to the symptom, like the cause, not the symptom. Okay. So the first thing I said was, well, I don't want my 12-year-old at Worlds of Fun at night. And what did I say, Scott? That a 12-year-old is fine to be at Worlds of Fun until...
It gets dark.
Until something goes wrong, is what I said. They are not old enough to get themselves safely out of a situation like that. Well, that's not addressing we got here. Why is this happening? Why were 300 kids there? You know, you can't say Worlds of Fun would shut down if you said you have to have a parent there after 9.
Also, Worlds of Fun has come out with a statement today saying it was not 300 kids involved. It was a small minority of student of young people. And the numbers of 300 are grossly exaggerated.
Okay, then where did that number 300 come from?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark.
A blood shortage at the Community Blood Center has them worried about the summer. We'll have more next.
Hey, it's the quality and performance you see but can also see through. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Simply the best for less. And it's not just a slogan or a catch line. It's the truth. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Online at windowworld.com. And Window World is the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, your Kansas City Chiefs. If you have any questions or you'd like a free in-home estimate, just give them a call today at 816-799-0820. Or online at windowworld.com. Make sure that your home is equipped with windows that keep the warm air inside during the winter and the cool air inside during the summer. Energy efficient windows from Window World. They're offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online, windowworld.com, or call today at 816-799-0820.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The Community Blood Center faces an emergency shortage of blood right now. Chelsea Smith with the CBC says it's in part due to a rough winter.
We're seeing lower donations at our donor centers and at our mobile blood drives that are going out to schools and going out to businesses. You know, it's a busy time of year, we understand, but we are seeing lower donations across all platforms here.
Smith says there's also another bigger issue. As baby boomers get older and leave the donor pool, blood drives continue to struggle getting younger generations involved. A new report says lawmakers need to take action sooner rather than later to address shortfalls in the financial condition of Medicare and Social Security. The report says Medicare is headed toward insolvency by 2026, Social Security by 2035. Traffic and weather together next.
Dana Ride here for Seal Once KC. Call my friends at Seal Once KC. Do it now. They will come out clean and seal and permanently protect all of those outdoor high ticket areas around your house. So your deck, your driveway, your privacy fence. Have them come out clean and seal and protect those things. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do that work. And remember, They'll also come inside your house, that garage floor, if it's all cracked and stained and looking terrible, your basement floor. Do not put carpet in a basement. If you have a sump pump outage, certainly if you have pets or teenagers, put down the permanent polymer decorative coating that Seal Once KC will do. It looks amazing, and it is so easy to keep clean in your house. We have it. We love it. They're getting ready to do a bedroom in our basement because it's so easy to keep clean. Call them now, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Get a 20% discount. Mention Dana. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Finding clouds this evening, temperatures falling from the 70s, which is where our high temperatures were earlier today, down to the 60s, and then by tomorrow morning, right at 50 degrees. Increasing clouds throughout the day on Tuesday, mostly dry, but a 30% chance of some rain showers, mainly south of the I-70 corridor toward the afternoon. High temperature 64, but we pick right up with those 70s once again on Wednesday, high back up to 71. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 74 at KCI, 75 in Lee's Summit, 75 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
Respect texters, and I understand where you're going, and I like where you're going. I just don't know how you do it. Writes 5388, any kid involved at the park, Worlds of Fun, the fight that broke out over the weekend, and a lot of people, by the way, in fairness, Dana, and you mentioned this to me during the break, a lot of people are writing in saying there were 300 kids there, not all of the 300.
We're fighting,
that's right. But somebody writes in, 5388, any kids involved at the park should be banned from returning to Worlds of Fun. This is an easy fix to me. Somebody else says, this is 3986, I think this is a big problem, but how do we stop it? I think Worlds of Fun needs to put a block on those teenagers or any people involved from returning for the season. I guess you could buy season passes to Worlds of Fun. I would imagine most teenagers do not. They probably don't have the money. And then how do you stop them? Do you have facial recognition?
Right.
I mean, how do you stop somebody from coming into the park? Oh, you look kind of like? Oh, I can't wait for that one in the news.
You got long hair.
Oh, you look just... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Well, if they have summer passes, you invalidate the pass.
Fine.
That's not tough to do.
Then they buy a single ticket.
But you're right, Scott. They just buy a single ticket. Because the season passes, that's not something the kid's going to buy. Those are expensive.
Mm-hmm. I would bet most teenagers don't have season passes to Worlds and Oceans of Fun. They buy a single pass on a Friday night or a Saturday night. They go once or twice a year. How do you solve it? And I would argue... Short of a curfew at Worlds of Fun, which you're never going to do. Can you imagine when we were kids? And I remember going to Worlds of Fun with Brenniger and some other buddies from Lansing. We would go on a Saturday afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, leave at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Scope out the ladies.
Well, we did. Did the Orient Express. You know, don't know if we're going to have time. Don't know if we're going to have time for the Orient Express.
I grew up down the street from Six Flags. That was the thing. You got dropped off by your parents, and they said, I mean, like I said, my mom never even pulled into Six Flags. It was like on the road out front. She's like, go. I'll pick you up here at midnight or 11 or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody writes, how do the casinos keep people that are banned from gambling? Well, you want to put that kind of security into Worlds of Fun?
Right.
That's kind of like a lockdown.
You have
call
to 1-888
have 8 funds off.
Funds off.
You have to have a legal ID to get into a casino. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if where's your ID is put into that,
you just hand them your ticket. You walk right through the turnstile. Right
through. Yeah.
Party's on.
You're in.
576-7798. Incidents like the one at Worlds of Fun are exactly the reason Disney prices are so high. Disney intentionally inflates their pricing to keep hoodlums out.
See, I thought Disney inflated their pricing because they know parents feel an obligation to do that with their children. They can charge whatever they want. They know you'll do it because you feel this obligation to do it when your kids are, you know, 10 or 12 or 6.
Henry in the Northland. Hello, Henry.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Doing very well. Thank you, my friend.
Well, Scott, I think your idea of banning them from the park if they get in trouble like that is dead on.
No. I was reading texters. My question is, how do you ban them?
How would you do it?
Well, when I was a teenager, they had a disco out there called Area 50 or Exit 54 or something. And I had a friend who shoplifted and got caught, and they invalidated his pass for the rest of the year. It was easy.
And how did he not just buy a single day pass?
Well, I don't know about that. I can't see a kid that gets their pass invalidated like that going and spending however much it is to go for one time.
Well, you may recall, Henry, I don't know how old you are, but when we were kids, a single day pass, you could get that at the bank or a hen house or a Price Chopper for about $28.
When we were kids?
Yes.
They were more like 15 when I was a kid.
All right, well, then you're a little bit older than I am.
But, this was back in the late 70s, early 80s. But how much does a single day pass now? Like 30 or 40 bucks?
No, I think it's a little higher than that, but yeah.
That wouldn't be something that I would worry about too much.
Remember we used to get a break if we brought in a Coke can?
Yes, I was just going to say
that.
You bring in an empty Coke can, and they would
The point of that? Did Coke pay for that advertising?
I don't know, but I thought I was going to say something in that regard, and I'm like, no, I must be remembering that wrong.
Oh, no.
It was $28 at the bank, and if you brought in a Coke can, they would take $5 off.
Right,
and
to which I always say, why not just give me the $5
and
off?
It was $23 for a single day pass if you brought in a Coke can. I couldn't figure that one out. Maybe Coke figured if you bought one Coke, you had to buy a lot
Someone
of Cokes.
Someone just wrote in, no children under 18 allowed without a parent or guardian. Done. Here's how you get around that. The parent guardian walks in with the child, turns around, and walks out without the child.
Still has to buy a ticket.
Not if you have a pass. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, a season pass. It all sounds good. Maybe they just need to kick up security. Why were there so many Clay County Sheriff's deputies there the other night? Did they know something was going to happen? Were they tipped off to something?
From the text line, unfortunately, some parents use Worlds of Fun as daycare, especially in the summer. They drop their kids off in the morning, pick them up in the evening after work. A season pass is pretty cheap daycare for the entire summer. Someone else just wrote in $108 for a season pass. We buy them for the grandkids. For $29, you can get season drinks all season long. You know, they can get like a slushy or something. Mm. Passes go from April through December. We bought all 8 of our grandkids passes. They live within 5 miles and go more than 50 times.
All right, Kelly just reminded me, we took all 5 of us last year. So 3 kids, 2 adults. On tickets for a one-day pass, we spent over $200. Wow. So that's, you're looking at what, $40 a pop, and that's $200, and that doesn't include parking. Merle in Lee's Summit. Merle, hello.
Yeah, Scott.
Hi there.
Dana.
Hi.
Somebody already addressed it from the text line, but I know somebody used to work security up there even about 30 years ago, and he said you had people that used it as daycare. And what they would do is they would have a problem with a kid, they'd take them into security, and call the parents, and revoke their season pass. And, yeah, I guess a parent could buy another one, but after a while they would be, you know, that was at a time when mom and dad didn't want to buy another pass, and so the pressure was on. And usually the kids wouldn't screw up. Plus you had the frequent flyers that security would get to recognize. You know, so yeah, you may not have facial recognition, but if the security guard recognizes the kid, they would let them know you better fly right.
What happened?
To me, there should not be frequent flyers. If you're bad enough that the security guards know who you are, you got to go.
What happens the first time a kid is misidentified?
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm going to have to get off. I'm in traffic, and there's
you get out of here.
No, you go ahead.
All right, Merle, you be good, man. James in Warrensburg. James, hello.
Hello.
Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
It's yours. Thank you.
Awesome. So I was just going to call in and tell you guys that I used to work at a casino, and the way that's controlled is if you're a DAPT player, which is disassociated players, I believe is what it stands for, you're put into a system, and when you're driver's license is scanned at the front before you can even get on the casino floor, it will flag it. Now, should somebody get through security for some reason, if you have any winnings, when you go to the cage or the bank to cash out, you're going to be found out, and you'll be cited with trespass.
Right.
So that's kind of how that's mandated, just in a without all the red tape of going into it, but that's kind of...
Which is easier when you're dealing with people over the age of 21. I mean, you have to have...
Right.
Government-issued ID or a passport or something of that nature to even get into a casino. When you're dealing with kids, what are you going to ask for? School ID?
Exactly. And the Missouri Gaming Commission, which is essentially the Missouri State Highway Patrol, have an office in every casino, and they're on the floor as well. So, I mean, it's very they're very tight with their security in terms of how that goes.
Well, but a casino, you would agree, James, a casino and a theme park are two completely different things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, night and day. I was just kind of giving you an idea based on the suggestion that it be handled in terms of like a casino, but it is that's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, good to hear from you. You take care.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Right on, brother. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Don't forget, this Friday, we are at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Don't forget, Saturday... Man, we're going to be busy at the end of this week. Friday, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Saturday is the third annual Dana and Parks Bowling Bash. That is at Park Lanes in Western Shawnee. What'd you say? First session starts at 11:30?
11-ish we're going to be there, and 3-ish we're going to be there. Those,
all right,
we're going to be there all day, but those are the two times.
Yeah, first session is roughly 11, second session is 3. So would love to see you. Even if you haven't registered a team, come out and just watch the action. That's at Park Lanes in Western Shawnee this Saturday. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks, KMZ.
Hey, nobody wants to be the main course in your own backyard. Lucky for us, we have Mosquito Joe. Dana Wright here. Those darn mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas will not be taken away from our family's outdoor fun. And speaking of ticks and fleas, I read something over the weekend. This is supposed to be one of the worst seasons for ticks in years. Mosquito Joe will come out to your house and treat your yard for fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. They did an amazing job for us last year. You're going to love their technicians. They are trained mosquito control experts. It is convenient, effective, affordable, and your satisfaction is their guarantee. Remember, dog and cat owners, they have a companion animal parasite cancel. They just published this through March in this study that they have the highest percentage increase in the nation right around here. Positive for heartworm cases transmitted by mosquitoes. It is not going to be a good year for our pets. Let Mosquito Joe protect your family, protect your pets, and hey, your first treatment's free with their Quick Start program. They offer same-day service, too. Call 855-ASK-A-JOE, 855-ASK-A-JOE, or online at mosquitojoe.com, mosquitojoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
I wish I knew you when I was young.
You guys have some really good ideas. Several people are saying when you get a season pass at Worlds of Fun, you should be required to get a season passport. Okay? Here's the only problem with that, and I like your idea. I think you guys are thinking outside the box. I like it. However, let's say one of the kids involved in the melee on Saturday night outside of Camp Snoopy at Worlds of Fun had a season pass. Okay? First of all, you've got to get him or her to give over their passport. You are not law enforcement. Now, maybe you get law enforcement involved. Still, they say, well, I don't know. It must have fallen out of my pocket during the melee. Yeah, I don't have it on me, even though it's right there in their back pocket. I don't know that you go patting kids down at 14 looking for their Worlds of Fun passport.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Then, once you get their passport, assuming you do, again, what's to prevent them from getting a one-day pass?
But you are talking about a system then where they are surveying everyone there, even the kids who have done nothing wrong, on the off chance that one person is there to cause trouble.
Yeah. Tracy in Kansas City. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So I have a little bit of an opinion on this. The curfew is going to be the only way you're going to be able to take care of this. And as far as stopping individuals and asking for season passports, this is a private company that is there to make money, and they need to do whatever they need to do to make their money. I mean, they're a revenue-generated company. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why if the kids are loitering in one area, which I think they tend to do, why can't they say curfew set at dark, which is normally when these things happen, from what I understand.
Yep.
And after dark, there's nobody over under 18 or under 17 without a parent or guardian. And if they see you there and you're with three or four kids and you don't have an adult, they should be able to approach you and say, where's your adult? And if you don't have a parent or a guardian there, you're removed from the park before the problem starts.
Tracy, can I just poke two holes in your argument?
You can.
Okay. Number one, I have taken a group of kids to Worlds of Fun on, say, a Friday or Saturday night, and it is not uncommon for the older kids who are 16 or 17 to want to go somewhere that the 14-year-old kids don't want to go. And so we have split up, and I say, right, stay together in a group, your group of three. You guys stay together. We will meet back up here at exactly 9:15, and then we're going to leave. So the kids do break up. Also, you know, I remember going to Worlds of Fun when I was 17 years old with Brenniger. If you do not allow teenagers, and we didn't cause any trouble, we were just going there to ride the Orient Express. If you don't allow teenagers into Worlds of Fun on a Saturday night, Worlds of Fun is going to cease to exist.
The times today are not what the times used to be when we were kids, though.
But Tracy, real quick, this is Dana. You brought up the business, you know, component of this. I don't think Worlds of Fun would do the curfew you're talking about, because one brawl on one night that police controlled will not shut down business. But to Scott's point, if you start telling teenagers you can't be here at night, think of all of the revenue they are going to lose, not necessarily with tickets, but all of the stuff that you buy once you're inside the park. They'll be able to put a number to that, and they will weigh the benefit of shutting down early versus the revenue they're going to lose. And you said the same thing. This is a business. They will go with revenue all day long.
And I think they have. I would almost put money on it that they've bounced this around with corporate. I would almost think they have several times, and they're probably getting shut down for it. But, you know, look at the other side of it. If they don't do something, somebody's going to get hurt. It's inevitable, in my opinion. And then they're going to be looking at a different money sign, a different dollar amount. So they're going to have to do something.
All right. Hey, Tracy, good call. Somebody writes in, so we don't want them on the plaza. We don't want them at the ball. We don't want them at Worlds of Fun. Where will they go? It's not that I don't want them at Worlds of Fun. I don't want them at Worlds of Fun causing trouble. Somehow, and it was
the
weird.
The same could be said for the plaza, for Westport.
Absolutely. But once the teenagers, I don't care what color you are, we haven't even brought up race, and that's because the crowd at Worlds of Fun was mixed.
It was a mix of races.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Once you start causing trouble, the adults are not going to want you there anymore. And the teenagers on the plaza way overstayed their welcome. The teenagers in Westport way overstayed their welcome. And things were done to make sure that they didn't come back. Hopefully, we don't get to a place where Worlds of Fun says, we don't want you here either. We'll take the loss. But you guys are killing us. White, black, brown, I don't care what color you are. I hope we don't have to get to that point. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, a local health clinic says they need more funding to keep helping the community. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.